Well, hey, welcome, guys. Donna on the line. We've got a couple minutes to go. Welcome. Here they come. Welcome, welcome. Couple minutes to go. We got the peeps in the house. We get some peeps in the house. Yeah, we got some people on the line. Welcome, welcome. So glad you're here. Donna Partel. I just wanted to do a couple little bonus calls. This isn't going to be long. I'm not going to be teaching. You know, this is just a real quick, hey, so glad you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Lots of new people. Of course, we've always got alumni in the house, but we've got new people, which is really exciting. And among the many reasons I'm excited that we have new people, people who've never taken a WEU class before, is that this one's pretty simple. This is not like the 90-day renewal where it's just so many different moving parts. This one's pretty simple. But even so, if you've never taken an online class, and especially if you've never taken an online class with me, it can still feel a little bit overwhelming. So I wanted to do a quick orientation call. I'll probably put together a little how-to video. I might do that even to just kind of show you things, because right now you're just going to be listening. So I think I might do a little bit of a screen capture video and show you around on that. But at least want to welcome you, give you a chance to hear my voice, be part of something live. And if you have any questions, I'll take those at the end of the call. So let's pray and get this party started. Here we go. So Lord, thank you so much. Wow, thank you so much for making this possible. Thank you so much that, Father God, you looked down and you saw our lost condition and you did something about it. You gave us a gift. You gave us a blessing. You sent us your son. You sent us the greatest gift of all, the gift of your son. And the son came that we might be free, free indeed. And so it just makes perfect sense that as we head into this Christmas season and celebrate the greatest gift that mankind could ever receive, that we come and we spend these 21 days while everyone else is running around Christmas shopping and eating cookies and making a list of what they want, that we've decided to do things a little differently this Christmas. That we're going to make a list and check it twice for sure. We're definitely making a list and checking it twice. But it's a list of some of the things that we don't want to take into the new year. That's the gift we want. The gift we want isn't available in stores. Not available in stores. No, indeed. And the, what we want for the new year is to go into the new year already renewed. I just did a Periscope this morning. We don't need to wait. Today is a new day. This is the day, the Lord says. This is the day. This is a new month. Is that good enough? A new day, a new month. A new class. This is a great time to get a new start. We don't have to wait till January 1st. God can do a great work and give you a new heart that you're going to show up January 1st and you'd be like, I'm already in this thing. I'm not dragging a bunch of regrets and old stuff from 2015. Yeah, so many people have thrown in the towel on 2015 already. I'm seeing it on Facebook. They're like, oh, I'm ready for, oh, can't wait for this year to be over. And then, you know, January 1st, that'll be the new me. You know, God's doing a new thing right now. Today, God says, right now, I'm doing a new thing. Don't you perceive it? Don't you see it? It's springing forth. God wants to do something new in you today. Why wait? Why wait? We're not waiting, God. We're the ones, Lord. We're saying, you know, God, do that new thing in us right now. Give us a new heart before the new year rolls around. That's what we're thinking, so that we can hit the ground running. There's some things that I need to leave behind. They've been with me long enough. I don't want to bring them into another year. And that's the list we're making. We're making the list of the things that we'd rather not take with us into 2016. Because some of us have had the things on our list, those debts that we've been owed, those hurts that have haunted us, those betrayals that have broken our hearts. We don't need to bring that into 2016. That's why I'm doing this. Very unconventional for me to be, you know, for anybody to be taking a class in December and for me to be teaching live in December. Not something I would typically do, but I felt passionately that we needed to do this. Who's with me? You come on the Facebook group and say, you know what, girl, I am so with you. I am not throwing in the towel. I'm not saying that God, you know, God doesn't work during Christmas because, you know, who has time for God? I mean, we've got to shop. We've got to make cookies. We've got to decorate. I mean, no. I believe that this Christmas season, rather than being filled with holly, can be filled with holy. And I love Christmas. I love decorating. I love Christmas cookies. I love, you know, I love the whole thing. I love it. Christmas movies. I'm going to watch Elf. Yeah, I'm with you. But more than watching my favorite Christmas movies, which I will do, I want to watch God work in me and in you. That's the show I want to see more than any others, even like more than It's a Wonderful Life. I want to see God doing something wonderful in your life. That's why I'm doing this. As far as my goals for Women's Empowerment University, you know, students and, you know, what I wanted to happen with this, it's already happened. This is just like bonus. This is special blessing. That's what this is. I want to see you get a new heart before the new year and position yourself for 2016 really to be your best year ever. And everybody's saying that, and I'm saying it. Soared heights unseen in 2016. I'm saying it too. And it's great. But I'm saying don't wait. Oh, and by the way, I forgot I was praying. One thing, if you're new to WEU, you get used to this. Like, I'll be praying and then I'll forget I'm praying. And then I will stop praying and not say amen. So don't let that throw you off. I was praying, so let me pray and say amen. Because then otherwise people are like, is she praying? Is she not praying? I'm confused. So God, we thank you so much. Welcome to the world of WEU. God, we thank you that you are in the new and you are doing a new thing. It's a new day. It's a new month. It's a new way. We want a new heart. We want a new heart. We want new eyes to see these people on our list. We want new eyes to see them, a new perspective, a new way of seeing it, a new way of receiving your healing. We want a new heart, God, because our heart is just too broken, too shattered, too battered, too hardened to just even deal with this mess. I mean, some people are like, what list? No, I'm not upset with anybody. Yeah, I worry about you because you've just numb. You've numbed yourself to the pain with, you know, because you're self-medicated with food, usually with food or internet or, you know, something like that. No one gets through unscathed. We've all We've all been hurt and betrayed. No one gets through unscathed. We've all been betrayed. And something's eating at you. And God's going to get to the bottom of it. So God, we thank you so much for the new thing, for the new heart that you're going to do in December. We love you so much. We just love you. I mean, how could you be any more wonderful? He's maximum wonderful. What else can be said? The awesome God. He's the one and only. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, so just a couple quick things. I don't want this to be a big, long call here. I just want to do a quick orientation. Want to mention Pastor Lorette is back. She is back. God bless her. I mean, she's got her ministry at her church. She's a children's pastor at a church in California. She's a minister at Restoration Ranch, a rehab recovery program. She's a deliverance minister. She's a missionary, ministers in Malawi. I think she's done that for 17 years. And yet here she is. She's going to help us out. And Pastor Lorette, you will fall in love with her. She's going to be leading the discussion on the Facebook group. So follow Pastor Lorette, and she already put up day one, and then she'll put up day two, and she'll put a nice graphic. She's an artist, so she'll put up a nice graphic so it'll be really easy for you to follow. What are we talking about? Follow Pastor Lorette. She's showing you what we're talking about. This is going to be real practical. This is not like a spiritual thing. I'm not praying today. I'm not teaching today. This is just a quick orientation, okay? Number one, add me to your safe senders list. I already had someone contact me and say, like, I'm not getting the emails. You know, sometimes that does happen. And basically it's that your email service provider has decided that I'm spamming you because I'm sending you a lot of emails and you're not responding to them, which I don't want you to respond to them. But they then interpret that as it must be spam. If this woman is sending you 30 emails and you don't respond, she must be a spammer. So one way around that is to add me to your safe senders list. If you don't know how to do that, Google it. You know, I use AOL, AOL safe senders list. Gmail, safe senders list. Comcast, safe senders list. Type it into Google. It's not hard, but find out how to add someone to your safe senders list and add Donna at DonnaParteau.com to your safe senders list. That way, you're sure to get the emails from me, okay? The other thing you can do, if you have Gmail, this will really help. Drag any email that you get from me that lands in the promotions or updates tab, just drop and drag. Just click on it and drag it over to the primary tab. That's your way of telling Gmail, no, she's not selling me something here. She's helping me out. I want to hear from her. Show me the Donna Parteau emails. Okay? Number two. So that's like, Donna, I'm not hearing from you enough. The other end of the spectrum is, Donna, I'm hearing from you too much. And that is going to happen not directly from me, but Facebook notifications. Okay. This is specific to you. Everybody can go in and set their own notifications in the Facebook group. You can turn off the notifications because otherwise you'll probably get a notice anytime. If somebody just posts amen or yay or you go girl, you're going to get a notification of that on your phone or your computer. And it might make you bonkers. I mean, it would make me bonkers. I've turned it off. So you can turn off the Facebook notifications so you're not every 2 seconds getting, you know, Susie Schmoozy just posted yay in the Facebook group. If you don't know how to do that, again, so I'm going to teach you how to fish today. Go into Google. How to turn off Facebook notifications on my Apple, you know, your iPhone. How to turn off Facebook notifications on an iPad. How to turn off Facebook notifications on a MacBook Pro. How to turn off Facebook notifications on a Samsung PC or whatever you have, because it's different to every device. It's not hard. It's not going to take you more than a minute. And it might be worth it. Now, some of you like getting the notifications because it's a reminder that, hey, I'm part of this group and stuff's going on. It's up to you. We don't control that. That's up to each individual, how much you want to hear from the Facebook group. But typically, our Facebook groups are really active and you will get a notification. And if you've got it set to make a noise, your phone's going to be like, ding, 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 ding. And you're going to be like, I hate that Dolly Parton woman. She's like, ding, 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 ding. Now, it's not me. It's Facebook. Okay. And I can't change it. But you can. If it's too much, find out how to turn off your Facebook notifications. Okay? One question that's come up a couple times, are we doing a corporate fast? In the past, when we've done this class live, we've only done it live, I think, once. We had a corporate fast. We will not be doing a corporate fast in this class, not in December, not, you know, not in Christmas, no. But if you feel led, and if a group of you feels led, and you feel that there's grace to do a fast as part of this, I think that's amazing. I mean, you're a superhero. You would be my superhero. I don't know if I could do a fast in December. I mean, if the Lord asked me to, I hope I'd be obedient. So if you feel like the Lord is saying you need to do a fast, then go for it. And certainly if there's someone who wants to go on Facebook and say, totally, God has told me to fast and I've got to be obedient. And then if others of you like, yeah, me too, then you can support each other in that. I do have a ton of fasting resources. It's one of my passions. It is a passion of mine. And I have a lot of resources and training on that. I'll post them up to the Facebook group, okay? If I forget, somebody remind me, all right? So just those cute, just wanted to mention those kind of techie things. The book, and this is actually in the pinned post and I'm just reading it because a lot of times, even though I put that flashing read this first notice, people don't read it. So a few things you'll want to keep in mind. Number one, the book. When you enrolled in this class, you are entitled to a free PDF version of the book, The Special Blessings Prayer. Now, nothing is going to be mailed to you. This is an e-class, and everything is online. You can go to the website and download the PDF of that book. If you prefer something in your hands, and a lot of people do, you can go to Amazon and order a paperback of the book. A lot of people like Kindle. I love my Kindle. It's like the greatest. Pastor Lorette gave it to me before I left for the mission field last year. And it was that she's like, you're going to be on the mission field for 5 months. You need a Kindle. It's like the greatest thing. So you may like the Kindle version. Again, you can go, but I don't sell them myself just because I don't like dealing with all that stuff. But you can go buy it. It's available. Amazon sells it. So you can get a paperback or you can get a Kindle. Or what you can do, and a lot of the students are doing this, I send you the PDF, right? Or you can download it. You email that. You can go into like Staples, Office Max, any of those little office supply stores, and send to them the email that I sent you, you know, or email yourself, whatever, and they will print it for you. Or maybe you want to print it yourself at your house and then hole punch it and put it in a binder. It's up to you. What, again, whatever makes you happy. But you're not going to be mailed anything. Not by me. Amazon will mail it to you if you want it. But it's not included in the class. What was included in the class is the PDF version of the book. Okay, I hope that's clear. That's about the book. And I hope you love it. I want you to work through it. You know, even if you don't get you know, something you can write on, make sure you buy a notebook, right? Because you're going to want to take notes and do the exercises. This is not a book to read. It's a book to work through. The power is not in reading the book. The power is not in praying the prayer. The power is in the preparation process. And you're going to need a pen and paper, I think, to do that. Although some of you could do it on the computer on a spreadsheet. Up to you. Number two, prayer support. Prayer support is available just about 24/7 in the intercessory prayer room. And I'll be announcing probably within the next couple days who our watchmen on the wall are. We have amazing prayer warriors here. And we have them from around the world. So pretty much 24/7, there's somebody in there. I ask you, please do not post prayer requests on the main page. And as far as possible, I would like to see you keep your prayer request on topic. You know, I mean, don't go too far afield. like, could you please pray for this guy I read about in the newspaper whose house burned down? We just can't, because it just is too far afield. You know, could you pray for my next door neighbors, bosses, husbands, uncles, cousins, nephews, son-in-laws, sisters, neighbors, coworkers, son who's having surgery? I love prayer. I mean, if I could do only one thing all day, every day for the rest of my life, it would be prayer. I love prayer. I love praying for people. But this is a class, you know, and people have paid to be part of this class for one specific purpose. So in this class, I mean, those prayers are great. Please pray them. But in this classroom, please, as far as possible, try to stay on topic. Like, please pray for me. You know, I'm working through trying to forgive my brother. I'm going to see my brother who molested me. Please pray for me. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. I mean, they'll honestly, if you put up anything, these ladies will pray about it because they're sweet. But it would just be helpful as a guideline. So anyway, so that's that. And you're like, well, where is the prayer room? Okay. If you go into the Facebook group, you'll see a tab that says events. You click on that events tab, and one of the events, scroll down, is the intercessory prayer room. You click that, and in you go to the prayer room, and people are waiting there, and they would love to pray for you. Okay. Number three, your pace. Some of you have, I put this up. I asked, you know, where are you at in the book? Some of you have already read the book. Some of you have read it more than once. Some of you are, you know, halfway done. Some of you are on chapter one. Some of you haven't even started. It's okay. You can work through at your own pace, whether fast or slow. Pastor Lorette is going to be leading the group to finish it over the course of the next 21 days. Okay, if you can't make it in 21 days, that's fine. This is a permanent classroom. This is our only permanent classroom at WEU. So once you're in this classroom, you're here for life. You don't get access to the live calls for life. That's why I don't post the phone numbers to the Facebook group. The only people who are invited to the live calls are people who've joined within, you know, usually the last 45 days. And I do that on purpose because we're all the same and we all want to procrastinate. Well, I'm not ready to deal with this. So I'll just put it off and Donna will invite me to the call next month and I'll deal with this next month. No. Mm-mm. You're just going to have maybe I'll keep it inviting you to these live calls for the next 45 days, but not much more. I mean, that's giving you double the time of what I promise, right? So do try to clip along as much as you can. You can stay in the classroom working through this book for the next 20 years. But as far as being on a live prayer call with me, for me to personally help you process someone on your list, you're really not going to have much more than 30, 45 days for that. Is that clear? I hope that makes sense. Okay. There are 15 chapters in the book. 3 weeks in the class. And so what Pastor Lorette will do is post 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, one chapter per day. And, you know, and holding you accountable to actually do the activity at the end of that chapter. And we'd love to see you engaging on that. You know, talk about it. What did you do with that chapter? Saturday is a great day to read, to review, to fill in the gaps if you've missed any assignments. And then Sunday is time to just soak in prayer. And that would be a good day for you to stop by the prayer, you know, the intercessory prayer group and the events, not to post something, but to pray for other people. You know, it says of Job, he prayed for his brothers, he prayed for his friends, and then he was healed. So if you're looking for heart healing, maybe on Sundays, go pray for your friends, your new friends, sow prayer of healing into the lives of others, and you may very well reap a harvest of healing for your own heart. Hope that makes sense too. And then Monday we start all over again. So I hope that helps. We're going to work through the book together. If you can stay with the pace, that's great. If not, it's okay. Okay. Number four, the course website, everything that you need is on the course website. And I wish it was a better URL. This was a Donna moment. I'm sorry. But it's specialblessingsprayer.com/21dayapril. I know, that's just like the dumbest. I don't know what I was thinking. But that's the website. specialblessingsprayer.com/21dayapril. That's our course website. All the course material is on that one website. That's where you can find the book to download in case you lose your copy. That's where you can find the link that will bring you back to the Facebook group in case you get lost. And by the way, this is probably a good time to mention. If you click on the link to the Facebook group and, quote, it doesn't work, that means you haven't accepted the invitation. This is a secret, not just private, secret Facebook group. What that means is no one can find it. It doesn't exist. If you are not part of it, it does not exist. You can't find it. And one of the questions you're going to have if you're new is like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing everything in the Facebook newsfeed. All the posts that I'm putting in the special blessings prayer about my brother molesting me. Oh my, it's showing up in my newsfeed. Ah! Facebook is putting it in your newsfeed for your convenience. But believe me, no one else can see it. You can see it. If someone is in your house looking over your shoulder at that particular moment, they could see it. People who are in this secret group can see it. But your brother and your uncle and your neighbor and your mother, if they're not in the class, they cannot see it. Okay? So just put your mind at ease. And I know there's a lot of people don't like Facebook, and Facebook is all up in your business. And that's fine. You don't have to be part of the Facebook group. Okay? But if you want to be, we'd love to have you. And if you click that button and it, quote, doesn't work, it's because you didn't accept the invitation that was sent to you. And Facebook will not allow me to send you a second invitation. You only get one. So search your inbox. If you can't find it, contact one of our shepherdesses. And we have two. And I think we might get more. But right now we have Tina Croft. You can email Tina Croft. Croft. Oh, my. I can't even read her email address. It looks like it's Croft, R-A-N-D-T. I think so. I guess what it is Croft, R, and T. Her husband's name must begin with an R. Croft, R-A-N-D-T at gmail.com. That's Tina Croft. Croft, R-A-N-D-T@gmail.com. Tina Croft. She's one of our shepherdesses. And you're like, I can't find the Facebook group. I can't find the website. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to quit. Blah. Contact Tina or Kathy Owsley. Kathy Owsley. And her email is Catherine with a K, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Owsley, O-W-S-L-E-Y @gmail.com. Catherine Owsley @gmail.com. So these two ladies, contact one or the other, okay, and say, I'm lost. Please help me. I can't find the Facebook group. I've got too many notifications. Whatever you're, and I know people get overwhelmed. Whatever you're feeling overwhelmed about, okay, get in touch with those two ladies. And I think we've got a couple more ladies who step up, who are stepping up as well to help us shepherdesses, because we have a lot of new students. Da, da, da. What do I want to say? Okay, so there's the link back to the Facebook group. There's all the pre-recorded teachings. There's three by me, and I think Pastor Lorette did one. Those are each an hour long. You'll love them. They're great. They're really going to help you. You can listen at your own pace. You can listen to one a week. You can listen to all of them in one day, whatever makes you happy, okay? But there's a really helpful one. I mean, I think they're all great, but Pastor Lorette, I think, did one about how to prepare for, you know, the live prayer call with me. And I think you'll enjoy that. Whenever you're asked for a password, it's always the same. Integrity. That's the password. And you ever ask, hey, what's the password? It's always integrity. We're on point number five here, people. The God-honoring way to share what you're learning. See, we want God to use this in your life in a huge, huge way. Those of you who are new to my ministry may not know this. I don't ask for donations. I'm actually not a nonprofit. I used to be a nonprofit and I shut it down because that is not what God does. My call is to be a tent maker, like the Apostle Paul. Paul didn't ask for donations. If people gave him donations, he gave them away to poor people. He didn't live on donations. Okay, and that's what I do. If people want to donate and support, it goes back into the ministry. That's not how I pay my bills. My tent making ministry, in the last year, I've spent 6 months of it overseas. And I'll probably do 6 months overseas next year. God provides for my tent making ministry through your tuition. So thank you. Your tuition makes it possible for me to be a missionary. And so I really ask you, and that's why the password is integrity. It really has to, please don't like give away this material that I've poured my life into and that pays my bills. You'd be amazed. I mean, Christians do this because we think we're helping a Christian brother and sister, but you know, that's not really the God-honoring way to share it. Send them to thespecialblessingsprayer.com, not to the secret website, specialblessingsprayer.com/21daysapril. Don't send them there. Don't send them a copy of the book if they didn't buy it, please. Okay, please. I mean, God's going to meet my needs one way or another, so I'm not asking it for my sake. I'm asking it for the sake of integrity. Send them to specialblessingsprayer.com. And if you're loving this class and you want people to like, they need to sign up right now. There's even a shortcut, donnapartow.com/now. People can join this class anytime they want. They don't have to be here on day one because this is, as I said, a permanent classroom. And from the day they start, they're going to get invitations to live calls for about another 45 days. Okay? Communication. This is point number 6. All communication takes place on the Facebook group. Please understand, this is a group coaching program. It is a group program. It's not a one-on-one program. It's not a personal program. I am not a licensed counselor. I'm a teacher and a prayer warrior. Those are my gifts, teaching and prayer. I'm not a counselor, but we do have the counselor, the best counselor ever, the counselor. He's present here among us. So don't look to me. I don't have the answers. No one in the class has the answers. None of the leaders have the answers. The Holy Spirit has the answer. So I'm going to ask you, other than contacting the shepherdess to say you're lost on something like finding the group and blah, blah, but it's for counseling and help, please don't send personal emails or private Facebook inboxes to me or any of the leadership team. Please don't do that. If you're lost, you're like, well, I can't find the Facebook group or I can't, that's really the only reason you should be contacting the shepherdesses, honestly. Because once you have found the Facebook group, then all of your questions can be asked there. Does that make sense? Because just imagine it. And believe me, I can imagine it because I lived it. When I first started WEU, people in the classes were private messaging me all day long. And it's just not practical. It just becomes completely overwhelming. So I ask that you not do that. I hope is this making sense? I hope I'm making sense. Yeah, okay. Yeah, ask all of your questions. Find your way to the Facebook group, and that's where you're going to ask all of your questions. Number 7, and this is a little different for those of you who've been in some of our prior WEU classes. This one is a little bit different, and I hope you hear my heart on this, and I'm probably just going to read what I wrote because I put a lot of thought and prayer and time into it. We are processing very difficult issues in this class, and we understand it will be an emotional time for many of you, and we want to support you. We love you. We care about you, but we do ask that you resist the ever-present temptation to publicly vent or indulge in self-pity parties here on the Facebook group. And I'm going to tell you why. And this is not an easy thing for me to say because I know it's going to be hard for some of us to hear. But we've observed, and I've been doing Facebook groups for pretty much since the day Facebook was invented. When I started using Facebook groups to teach my classes, I used to have to send a video to people telling them how to get set up on Facebook because no one had a Facebook account yet. That's how long I've been doing this. I'm not exaggerating. My first class, everybody had to get instructions on how to, you know, find Facebook and join it. So I've been doing this for a long time, and I have observed emotions are contagious. Okay. If someone laughs, all of a sudden everyone is in the room is laughing. You don't even know why you're laughing, but because one person is laughing, everyone is laughing. If someone starts crying, you may not even know that person, but you're moved to tears and you're, you know, you get choked up and want to cry. Emotions are contagious. Okay. Moods are contagious. And I have observed that the mood and the emotions in these Facebook groups can spiral down so quickly, it's crazy. And it takes everyone in the group down with it. I have seen it time after time after time. And it's not that we don't love you. It's not that we don't want to support you. If I thought for 1 minute that letting the Facebook group go to a really negative place was going to help somebody, I would do it all day long. I'd be the first one to jump on with everything that's not working and everything I'm frustrated about and everything I'm confused about and everything that's not making sense. I would be the first one in there doing it. But because I've been watching these groups all day, every day for years, I am telling you in love and I'm telling you for your benefit and for the benefit of all the people who've enrolled here. It doesn't help you or anyone. It really just doesn't. Everybody has their own bag of rocks together, and especially in this class. It's the nature of the material. Everyone is here because they're going through some really hard things and working through some tough stuff. And trust me, focusing on the negative is not going to help you or anyone else. I say this in love, in love. Focus on your victories and you will have more victories. I promise you, even if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, suspend disbelief and give it a try for 21 days. I promise you that what I'm telling you is, take it from the queen of self-pity parties. Take it from the queen of publicly venting. I was the queen, and left to my own devices, I would still do it. I totally get it. I'm speaking from personal experience here. It doesn't help. It really, really doesn't. It seems like it would. So, let me just get this off my chest and just blah. It seems like it would help, but it really, I promise you, it doesn't. It doesn't help you or anyone else. What I want you to focus on is what God is doing, even if it's some tiny little thing. Even if there's one person on your list that you figured out what debt they owed you. Yay! Focus on that. Focus on the victories you are experiencing. Don't even go to, I'm falling behind. There's no such thing as behind. You are where you are. I'm falling apart. No, you're not. God's here. He's holding you together. I don't get it. I don't understand this. I don't understand that. There's something you do get and something you do understand. Focus on that. Your journey is your own. This book is laid out in very clear, step-by-step, methodical, systematic way. And the power is in the process. I promise you with everything that's within me that if you just stay with it and take it day by day, one step at a time, the Holy Spirit will lead you and you'll be fine. If you're like on, we're not even on day one. It's way too soon to say, well, yeah, I'm not going to get this person or I'm not going to get that. It's way too soon. Way too soon. You know, we get to day 21 and you never got it and it never worked. Then I'm good. We'll have like an open venting day. Okay. We can have a corporate pity party and share all the things that didn't work and that we didn't understand and that were frustrating us. Okay. Is that a deal? Let's try it this way. Let's try it the way that God celebrates for 20 days. And then day 21, we can do it the way we usually love to do things, right? 10 spies brought back a negative report and the entire community fell into doubt as a result. And that's why I'm asking. I've never done this before. Never, but I'm asking it in this class. I want you to maintain a Caleb and a Joshua heart. I want you to bring a good report about the progress you are making in the book. And what God is doing through the course materials. Can we give that a try? Let's give it a try for 20 days, okay? And if you really are confused and you really are lost, contact one of the shepherds and say, I'm really lost, I'm really confused. and they'll see if they can help you out. But I want to keep the Facebook discussion as positive and uplifting and affirming as we possibly can. And just any small, I want to hear every tiny little victory you get. I made my list. Yay. And even if that's all you ever did, if you make your list, that's more than most people ever do. I figured out the debt that was owed me on three people. Yes. Go you. That's more than most people will ever do. I got free of one person. Okay. That's more than most people will ever do. So celebrate your victories and you'll have more victories. Boy, I hope this helps somebody and that it's making sense. And this brings me to number 8. What if you get stuck on a step or a person? We saw this a lot when I taught this live before, and people get hung up on it. I want to encourage you, deal with the easiest person on your list first. In fact, rank your list in order from the easiest to the most difficult. Do not start day one, haven't even read the book, haven't even been in the presence of God or under this anointing or in the operating room or had any of, you know, let God do any of the work. And day one, you're like, I'm going to deal with my child molester who's dead. No, trust me on this one too. Get some victories under your belt. Start with the easiest ones first. If at any point you feel stuck, you think you can't figure out the debt or what you, these are big ones. You can't figure out the debt. You can't figure out what you could, this is a big one. What could you possibly have done differently? Or if there's a way forward. Those are really hard ones that people get stuck on. The minute you feel yourself stuck, put it aside and go to a different person or a different step. Do not stay in that stuck place. That's a trick of the enemy. He wants you to, you know, start with the most difficult person and the most difficult question. Okay, my child molester is dead. What is their way forward? What could I have done differently? I was a 3-year-old. And then you're stuck and you're done and the class is over for you on day one. Don't let the enemy rob you of a blessing. The minute you feel like you're stuck, move on to something else. Just go to something easy and get some victories. Trust the process. Don't force it. You're not going to perform surgery on yourself. The Holy Spirit is going to perform the surgery. All you need to do, right? If you need to have heart surgery, would you be like, yeah, doctor, I've got this scalpel and I'm trying to slice my chest open. I'm trying to administer my own anesthesia and it's not really working. And the doctor's like, I'm pretty sure paid professionals are going to do that. You just need to do what we ask you to do and go through the preparation and we'll do the rest. And that's the same here. Trust the process. Don't force it. Some of these are going to come really quickly. Others will take time. There may be people on your list. There probably are people on your list. You're not going to get in 21 days. That's okay. They've been on that list for 30 years. Okay. This is a permanent classroom, so stick around however long it takes you. Start with the easiest ones. Please believe me. I know, because we're all the same. You're like, no, I want to deal with the most difficult one first. That's the one I really need help with. No, start with the easy ones and build up some momentum. Okay, does that help? I sure hope so. One final thing, and I hope that this isn't like, Donna, what are all these rules? I wanted to give some guidelines today. Okay. And again, we love you. We love you. We are so glad you're here. We believe the presence of God is in this place. We know the Holy Spirit's going to show up. Again, this isn't the prayer call. This isn't a teaching call. This is just kind of helping new people get the lay of the land call. Okay. So we love you. We know you're going to get excited about what you're learning and you're going to want to share, which is great as long as what you're sharing is about what you're learning in the book, in the class. So we ask, again, the Facebook group can become very overwhelming very quickly. So we ask, don't post any outside material or introduce outside topics like no audios, no videos, no quotes, no infographics, no leak, no links. Again, not because we don't love you, not because we don't think it would be wonderful in some other context, but this is about this book. That's what this Facebook group is about, one topic and one topic only. Otherwise, it's about every topic and it's just, there's no controlling it, right? So any off-topic post or outside material is going to be deleted, not Not because we don't love you. We love you. And it might be the most wonderful song ever sung. It might be the most inspiring quote ever written. It might be the coolest video ever created. Put it on your own Facebook page, but please, we love you. Please don't put it in the group because we will delete it. We're not going to delete you. We love you. We just can't have outside material because it's too hard for our volunteers to monitor that. They're like, you know, this person posted this video, but that's like way off topic. So I'm going to delete that one. And this person posted that video and it's kind of on topic. So I don't know. Should I leave that one? It's just too much, right? One last thing. Wow, this was, and then I'm going to open up for your questions. How the actual prayer calls will work. We will have at least two. And we'll kind of vote on, you know, dates and times. I'll put that up once everybody's in the group and settled. I will do at least two, one during the day, one during the evening, because, you know, we have people from all over the world. So we, you know, try to find time zones. And we've done that. We've been at this for a while. You know, time zones that are going to work around the world, typically 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 8 p.m. Those three time zones on the East Coast of the United States make it possible for everyone, Africa, Asia, Europe, everybody to kind of find a spot that works for them. I may do more, but I can't promise it. I mean, but you're already seeing we have an above and beyond. I never promised you to do an orientation call, right? And I'm doing two of them. So, yeah, I mean, that's me. I like to go above and beyond. So I may go above and beyond, but I can't promise it. So how the actual calls will work is that you'll need to complete the form that's on the website. And I'll, again, we're not there yet, right? We're on day one, but there will be a form that you'll need to complete saying, you know, you've done all the steps for the one person that you want prayer for, and you submit that form, and then we get on the call together. I can't guarantee that I'll be able to pray for everybody, but I can guarantee that the Holy Spirit will be in the room, and you will have an opportunity to see and be part of the operation. And I promise you, and alumni, I want my alumni to come on and testify, and I've shared some of them. Holy Spirit will work in your life in a powerful way. He will choose those who are representative. And the work that he'll do is going to minister to you, even if I don't personally, you know, have the Holy Spirit do heart surgery on you by name that day. I hope that makes sense again. I'm hoping that I make sense a lot today. I hear myself saying that a lot. It's because we have so many new students and I know that you get overwhelmed. I do understand. I do understand that this is all new. It's overwhelming. And we just want you to know we're here for you. We love you. We've got the shepherdesses and they're going to try to come find you and you can ask for help and we'll bring you to the group. And you'll see it is a loving, supporting, God-filled, uplifting place to be. It's a safe place to be. And you're going to be loved. And you're going to make great friends, and it's going to be an amazing blessing, and the Holy Spirit is going to do what he does best. He's going to renew us. He's going to renew our hearts, and he's going to do an amazing work. I believe quite a number of you are going to have a new, anyone who is willing, let me put it that way, anyone who is willing to press into the process is going to have a new heart for the new year, at least toward one person, at least in one aspect of your life. You're going to have a new heart in time for the new year. And I think it's going to be really incredible. So God, I thank you so much for those that you have gathered here to the surgical center. I thank you for those who were in the pre-op phase and they've just had the diagnosis and now they're going through these procedures and it's scary and it's overwhelming and they're hopeful and they're frightened and they don't know what to expect and then they have their own expectations and it really is such a perfect analogy. It's such a perfect analogy. But you've brought them here. And I thank you that you are the great physician. That no case stumps you. That there's not one person that you're going to say, yep, sorry, your case, just too hard. I'm stumped. I don't know. We'll have to get a second opinion. No, you are the great physician. And you have the skill required to give each person who's come to you what they've come seeking. They've come seeking a new heart And that's the very thing that you are more than able to give them. And so I thank you. I thank you for what you're going to do. And Holy Spirit, I just ask you to just bring your peace, bring your, almost like your peace is like the anesthesia, right? Let your peace be like the anesthesia here. Let your peace put our minds at rest, put our emotions at rest, so that we can trust. Holy Spirit, you've brought us here, and he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. The God who brought you here is going to unleash his love, his favor, and his power on your life. He is going to give you a new heart if you'll let him. If you'll let him. How do you let him? By trusting the process. By trusting the process. You do your part and let God handle the rest. That's it. You do your part and let God handle the rest. We thank you, God. I thank you in advance because it's going to be amazing. Because you're amazing. So how could it be anything but amazing? All right, I'm going to open the line. And how this works, lots of people on the line. Star 6, if you have any questions, and there's no such thing as a dumb question, by the way. I promise, if you have a question, there's probably about 50 other people listening to the sound of my voice right now who have the question. Okay, because this is just kind of an impromptu, last minute, I thought I'd do this call thing. So if I miss something, I wouldn't be surprised. That's okay.